no circumstances. If I didn't know it was God's will, I mean God's will. And all of these men of God, I seldom ever preach at these meetings. June meeting, Brother Denver will give me plenty of, he'll give me plenty of volume. Plenty of volume. And you can be seated. You can be seated. And if you've got your Bible, I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes if you've got your Bible. Ecclesiastes, if you've got your Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I will read two or three or four verses, and I want you to stay with us. Just stay with us a few minutes. Don't get in no hurry. I want you to stay with us and be real attentive, no talking, no moving around, unless it's an emergency. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born. A time to be born. Now, October the 4th, 1937 was my time to be born. Now, the way the fowls fly, it'd only be about 2.5 miles. Now, the way you'd have to drive it would be probably about 4 miles. I mean, you'd have to go back out here almost to recycle and turn back to the left and go down into Fight Bend. And it's about 2 miles from here probably to that road. And then you'd turn and go down into Fight Bend and be about 4 miles. I was born in the Vince Winfield Myrtle Allen family. October 4th, 1937. And my parents was thrilled. I mean, my sisters were thrilled. I was a little boy baby. Now, see, mother had already given birth to two little girl babies. I was a little boy baby, and they was just thrilled. When I was a little baby boy, I looked like a little baby boy. They was just thrilled that I was a little baby boy. I never have looked like a little baby girl. I was a little baby boy. I was no baby girl. And they were just thrilled. And when I was a little boy, I looked like a little boy. And when I was a teenage boy, I looked like a teenage boy. And now I'm a man, and I look like a man. Thank God. I believe God wants men to look like men. And God wants ladies to look like ladies. And God wants men to dress like men on dress. And God wants ladies to dress like ladies on dress. Are you listening? God, help us this evening. A time to be born and a time to die. Yes, Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. But boy, I like that 1 Corinthians 15:26. Thank God for that day. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15, listen, 15, O death, where is thy sting? O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Yeah. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to give and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. If correctly read, I've read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Now I want to preach for just a few minutes this evening, just a few minutes on some things that time can never change. Some things that time can never change. See, I can remember World War II. I can remember part of World War II. I had uncles that fought in that war. Uncle Rob Timms, he's in heaven now. Uncle Buddy Timms, he's in heaven now. Uncle Adler Timms, they fought in World War II. President Truman, listen, President Truman was our president. I can remember World War II. This country was strong. We haven't won a war since World War II. Are you listening? We've not won a war since World War II. This country was strong. You know the reason why? The homes were strong. The homes were strong. And the churches were strong. Hey! How do you expect the churches to be strong if the homes are not strong? God help us. World War II. Now, I attended Resaca School here. I can remember some of my school teachers. I'm going to mention some of them. Mrs. Christine DeFore taught me in school. And Mrs. Gardner taught me in school. And Mrs. Overton taught me in school. And Mrs. Taubert taught me in school. And Mrs. Homer Greason taught me in school. And Mrs. King taught me in school. And Mrs. Crawford taught me in school. And Mr. Moody, the one that wrote that great song, Kneel at the Cross, taught me in school. What about that?
Amen.
But let me say this. I hope this don't bother you. This shouldn't make you nervous. Yeah. I can never remember public school. We didn't have a Christian school here in this county. Public school. I can never remember the school teachers that I mentioned. I never can remember ever seeing one of my school teachers with a pair of pants on at school. I'm talking about these ladies are in public.
Amen.
God help us. Amen. That ought to make you nervous. Are you listening? God help us. That ought to make you nervous. Awesome things that time. There's been a lot of changes made since I was a little boy. Are you listening? I mean, there's been a lot of changes made. But thank God there's some things that time can never change. And number one, time can never change the way of salvation. Thank God. Time can never change the way of salvation. The Bible said, Isaiah 45:22, God said, look unto me. Now, if you're looking for salvation, there's nowhere else to look.
Amen.
Because the Bible said in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved.
Amen.
The Bible said in Acts 10:43, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth on him, shall receive remission of sins.
Amen.
Isaiah 45:22, God said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for said I'm God, and said there's none else. The Bible said in Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and said, I will give you rest. Said, take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for said I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. The Bible said in Matthew 18:11, for the Son of Man's come to save that which was lost. Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The Bible said in Luke 19:10, all for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible said, John 10:9, Jesus said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, said he shall be saved. And going in out and find pastors. The Bible said, John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 13:39, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. The Bible said, Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. The Bible said, 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul said, this is a faithful saying, and it's worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world. Paul said, to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And the Bible said, 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved. I like that biblical word, saved. I don't like that word decision. I never have liked that word decision. I like that biblical word, S-A-V-E-D, saved, regenerated, resurrected from death and life, born from above, saved by the amazing, marvelous, glorious, wonderful grace of God. Are you listening? God help us. Now, you girls hurry back in here now. No moving around. No moving around. No moving around. Look at me. The Bible said, John 10:9, Jesus said, I'm the door. I am the door. The Bible said in Genesis 6, starting in verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that ever imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and he grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, the creeping things, The fowls of the air forsake, repent of me that I've made them. But all thank God for verse, listen, thank God for this next verse, verse 8. Yeah. But Noah found grace in that dark day, in that evil day, in that wicked day, even worse than it is today. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. Circumstances can make it hard. Circumstances can make it difficult. You take a wife with a lost husband. You take a husband with a lost wife. You take children with lost parents. Maybe where you work, where you're employed, there's no Christians. Circumstances can make it hard. Circumstances can make it difficult. But oh, thank God, circumstances cannot keep you from being a Christian. If you're willing to pay the price, God's grace will be sufficient. You can live right. You can do right. You can be real salty. I mean, you can be a light in this whole dark world. You can be what God wants you to be. Oh, yes. The Bible said in, listen, the Bible said in Hebrews 4:15, thank God, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points. Not some points, but all points. After he was baptized of John in the river of Jordan, oh, he was led away of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was tempted in all points, like as we are. And he had a hedge about Job, had him hedged in. And he's got me and you circled in. That word peculiar, Titus 2:14, means as round as a circle, or to be. And he had a hedge about Job, and he's got us circled in, and he's the circle, and we're the dots in the circle. And it's impossible to get to one of them dots in that circle without coming through the circle.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Hebrews 2:18, for in that he himself have suffered being tempted, he's able also to succor them that are tempted. Thank God. But he giveth more grace. He's got that more grace. 1986. He's got that more grace. God's grace will be sufficient. Hallelujah. There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with also the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Amen.
So 1986, you can live right.
Amen.
Have joy unspeakable.
Yes.
Go around speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing them and make a melody in your heart to the Lord. The most beautiful music for any, boys, teenage boys, teenage girls, to wake up to in the morning. The most beautiful music. Dad's back in the secret place. Matthew 6:6. But thou from thy place, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. And the Bible said in Jude 20, but ye beloved, building up your sight on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Psalm 55:17, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The most beautiful music for any children to wake up to in the morning. Dance back that sacred place, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit saith, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. No substitute. The Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost praying, no substitute, no 7:7-8, ask. That just ask and keep on asking. Yeah. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek. That just seek and keep on seeking. Yeah. Seek. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock. Knock. And it shall be opened unto you. Yeah. Everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. Yeah. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Yeah. That just ask and keep on asking. That's just seek and keep on seeking. That's just knock and just keep on knocking. Amen. That door will open.
Amen.
Psalm 30 verse 5. Weeping may endure but for the night, but joy.
Yes.
Joy will come in the morning.
Yes.
Joy will come in the morning.
Yes.
Hey man. Yes. Hey mother. Joy will come in the morning. Just keep on praying.
Yes.
Hey man. Just keep on praying.
Yes.
Joy will come in the morning.
Yes.
Hey, joy will come. Yes. Hey, granddad and grandmother. Just keep on praying.
Yes.
Just keep on being faithful.
Yes.
Just keep on honoring God. Just keep on living right.
Yes.
Hey man.
Yes.
God help us. Mother's in the kitchen, maybe cooking breakfast, singing some old hymns, or maybe doing the laundry. Oh, mother's singing. What a friend we have in Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what music. Oh, what music. Hey, what music. To be trained in that kind of atmosphere. Amen. You can't train children if it's like vicious, mean, pit bull dogs and Dobermans fighting.
Amen.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Like pits and Dobermans fighting. You ain't gonna train no children in that kind of atmosphere. You don't even have to discipline your children as much. Amen. I didn't say you wouldn't have to discipline. You don't have to discipline as much when they're trained in that kind of atmosphere. Oh, you say kind of, no, I can get off. I'm thinking to get back on. Time can never change the way of salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation.
Yes,
you got your Bible, John 6:37. I read three verses in John 6. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
Yes.
Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Yes.
John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father which have sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Yes.
John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, their spirit and their life.
Amen.
Oh, yes. John 5, verse 39 and 40, search the scriptures. Yes, ransack this book. Search the scriptures, for in them, the scriptures, you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have the life. And you will not come. John chapter 3. Look at it. You're talking about a man. You're talking about a man ate up religion. This man was ate up religion. Nicodemus. That was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 20, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You're going to have to go beyond church membership.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to have to go beyond baptism.
Amen.
You're going to have to go beyond good works.
Yes.
Because Ephesians 2:89 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible said, Romans 3:24-25, being justified freely of his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Romans 3:28, therefore we conclude that a man's justified by faith without the deeds of law. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:9, much more then being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Titus 3:5, not for works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Matthew 3:1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching.
Amen.
Yes. Preach in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And all this, Jesus was reading from Isaiah 61. And it's recorded in Luke 4:18-19. The Spirit of the Lord's upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel.
Amen.
To preach.
Amen.
Preaching. No substitute. 1 Corinthians 1:17. Paul said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world of wisdom knew not God, it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. No substitute for preaching. When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, filled with the Holy Spirit, anointed unction eyes, the sweet Holy Spirit took the precious word of God, and about 3,000 Jews got saved. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter didn't say to them, they said to Peter, amen. They said to Peter, and to the rest of the apostles.
Right.
Yes.
Holy Spirit's been quenched. He's been grieved. He's been lied to. Just a little thorn, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Turn away! God help us. Heaven! There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. The JWs would accept that.
Yes.
Yes.
I said the JWs would accept that. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. No. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh. Who is the Word in John 1? Who is the Word? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was Christ. And Christ was with God. And Christ was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Christ. And without Christ was not anything made that was made. And Christ was life. And Christ was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. Amen. Jesus was the Son of God. He is God, friend. Amen. Jesus is God.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ was caught.
Amen, brother. Amen.
This JW, listen, this precious, this lady in Dr. Bob Gray's church wanted Dr. Gray to talk to her daughter that was a JW. And when Brother Gray came in, he agreed to talk with her. When he came in, she had these different translations laid out. He said, young lady, do you believe that Jesus is God? She said, no. Dr. Gray said, let's pray.
Yeah,
he just prayed and got up left. Oh, yes. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's why Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. I'm not depending on one thing I've done over 30 years to get in hell. Dr. Crofton, I heard Brother W.A. Costner many years ago. I heard Brother Costner. And you know what he preached? Brother Costner had preached over Brother Burns 700 meetings. Brother W.A. Costner said if it's the Lord's will, he'd like to preach 800.
Amen.
800 meetings many years ago. I said, Lord, if it be your will, I sure would like to preach that many meetings if it be your will. Oh, if it be your will. I've been pastoring Concord Baptist Church 25 years this year. Faith Baptist Camp. We had our first camp meeting here in 1970. I pastored Maple Grove Baptist Church 5 years. You Prospect Baptist Church a year. I'm not counting our meetings at Faith Baptist Camp. I'm not counting our meetings at the Concord Baptist Church, at the Maple Grove Baptist Church, at the New Prospect Baptist Church. Oh no. I'm not talking about any. I'm not talking about the meetings that I've attended that I wasn't preaching in. But God's been so good to me. I stand here this evening. I'll be 49 October the 4th. I'll live in the Lord's will. Jesus don't come. 49. And God's been so good to me, Brother Crompton. I've already preached over 1,100 weeks meeting. God has been so good to me. I'm not depending on one thing that I've done in over 30 years to get me to heaven. Not one thing. When I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I'll be rewarded according to my works. I'll be rewarded according to my obedience. I'll be rewarded according to my faithfulness. But he did it all for me. 1955. He did it all. Hallelujah. He did it all.
Yes.
Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when Saul? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. Now you may believe that that's talking about the breaking of the water. He's dealing with a natural birth and with a spiritual birth. And if you believe that that's talking about the breaking of the water before a little baby's born into the natural family, I wouldn't fall out with you at all, but I don't believe that. No. You say, what do you think that water's talking about in John 3:5? I believe it's talking about Ephesians 5:26.
Amen.
That he might sanctify it and cleanse it by the washing of water, by the word. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth. James 1:18, of his own will, begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The Bible said, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God's quick. That means it's live, it's living, it's powerful, it's sharper. It's not sharp, but it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul, the spirit, the joints, the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Romans 10:17, so then faith come to hearing, and hearing for the word of God. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for this book. Amen. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. What do you think pricked them in the heart? Oh, the precious word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Look at me. I'm going to ask you a personal question now. John 6:37. Did you come to heaven? Did you come to him? Did you come to him?
Yeah. Amen.
My second question is, when you came. I'm going to have to ask you a second question. When you came. Was you pricked in the heart by the precious word of God? Did the Holy Spirit prove you and draw you? I did it. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Yes! Have you got the witness, 1 John 5:10? Have you got the witness on the inside?
Yes,
2 Corinthians 5:17, was you made a new creature, a new creation? 1 John 3:14-15, do you love the brethren? Hebrews 10:25, Ephesians 5:25, 1 Corinthians 16:2, Matthew 16:18. Hey, do you love the church?
Amen.
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 Number 5, do you love the word of God? As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby.
Yes.
I wish I had time to develop them points. I don't believe I've got it, but I sure wish to do it. 1 John 5:10, he that believeth, and I've got to hurry, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. 1 John 4:4, your God, little children, have overcame them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live with faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether you be in faith. Prove your own self. Know you not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, what know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, since you're not your own, for since you're bought with Christ. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Romans 8:6-9. For to be carnal mind is death, but to be spiritual mind is life and peace. For the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but said you're not in the flesh but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now look at me. No! If any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of these. Now if you've got the witness on the inside, if you've got the Holy Ghost living in you, you're saved. If you don't have, you're lost. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, and it starts with a capital S, it's talking about the Holy Ghost. Said he's none of his. My house hadn't been empty now in over 30 years. I've had a person living in me. Hey, man, I mean, a real person has been living in me now over 30 years. We've been suffering together. Hey, I've had a feast going down on the inside for over 30 years. So it don't matter much how I feel. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, in. He said, anoint his family. Genesis 7, come in. Genesis 7:16, and the Lord shut him in. I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in. Matthew 13, the seed that fell on the wayside, nothing wrong with the sword. The sword is the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing wrong with the seed. Mark 4:14, the sword is the word. Hey, man. Nothing wrong with the sower, nothing wrong with the seed, but there's something wrong with the sower. Seed that fell on the wayside didn't bring forth any fruit. Seed that fell upon stony ground didn't bring forth any fruit. Seed that fell among thorns didn't bring forth any fruit. But the seed, Brother Turner, that fell into the good ground, into, brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 35.
Right.
No root, no fruit.
Right.
No root, no fruit. 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 Evidence of salvation is fruit, 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 fruit.
God bless your heart.
Amen. Are you listening? I didn't know these verses was in the Bible when I got saved. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. What a blessing it was. As I was reading the Bible, when I found that verse, and it was already a reality in my life. Oh, what a blessing. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on the new man, which after God's created in righteousness and true holiness. Galatians 6:15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature.
Amen.
1 John 2:3-4. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know of him, keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth's not in him. We don't have forth as many backsliders as we think we've got. We've got a lot of folk that's never slid power. Heaven. I'm going to tell you something, Dr. Crockett. I tell you what, a lot of times, I tell you what that book will do. A man that'll spend time in that book, and in that sacred place, praying in the Holy Ghost, and he's got a message for him. I mean, it's burning. It's burning in his heart. Hey, man. He gets up and delivers that message. You listen to me for him. Hey, that word right there, Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word. It's not my words. Like as fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces. That book right there, if you'll just keep on preaching, he'll even break up the stony ground. Something wrong with the saw. Are you listening? God help us. 1 John 3:14, 15, I didn't know that's in the Bible, Brother Barnes, but we know that we pass from death and life because we love the brethren.
Yes.
He that loveth not his brother abideth in death, and whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murder hath eternal life abiding in him. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love word and tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Yes.
For the hall, when I got saved, hey, I changed clothes. I changed Christ when I got saved.
Amen.
In Hebrews 10, 25, listen, I didn't know nothing about the local church. Before I got under conviction, I've never been to Sunday school, never been to morning worship service. I've been to a few protracted meetings.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Third Sunday in August 1955, I joined the Mountain Zion Missionary Baptist Church out here, Mountain Zion Baptist Church. I didn't know Hebrews 10, 25, not forsaking the assemblings of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I didn't know Ephesians 5, 25, husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I didn't know 1 Corinthians 16:2, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God have prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. I didn't know Matthew 16:18, I say also unto thee, part Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
I joined Mountain Zion Baptist Church third Sunday in August 1955, right outside of Mountain Zion Baptist Church down the lake. Brother E.F. Cobb baptized us. They gave me the right hand of church fellowship that day. Are you listening? That's been over 30 years now. You know how many Sundays I've missed being in church in over 30 years? But Turner, if God lets me live and keeps me healthy, you've got one of the greatest records I've ever heard tell of, but I've only missed one Sunday, one or two Sundays in over 30 years. I might break your record.
Amen.
Hey, man. I didn't know nothing about the church. And I fell in love with the church. And I fell in love with the Word of God. First 5 years I saved, they said, Sonny Allen's going crazy. He's going psycho. He's reading that Bible so much. He's studying that Bible so much. He's losing his mind. Sonny Allen, he's losing his mind. He's going crazy. Whichever way that rain went, maybe somebody sang it. Are you listening? God help us. Time can never change the way of salvation. Number two, time can never change the Word of God. Time can never change. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord endure forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
Amen.
Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Amen.
119th Psalm, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word settled in heaven. 119th Psalm, verse 9, for withal shall a young man cleanse his ways, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. 119th Psalm, verse 11, thy word have I hid in the heart, that I might not sin against thee. 119th Psalm, verse 105, thy word, it's a lamp unto my feet, but it's a light unto my path. 119th Psalm, verse 140, thy word's very dear, therefore thy servants loveth it. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. Acts 17:11, these are more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all ready to mind. They searched the scriptures daily, whether or not those things were so. John 8:32 said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 17:17 said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 15:3, now you're clean through the words which I've spoken unto you.
Amen. Amen.
Time can never change the word of God.
Amen.
Time can never change the work of the Spirit. Oh no. The work of the Spirit.
Amen.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Amen.
Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again.
Yes.
You must
yes.
be born again. You must
yes.
be born again.
Amen.
That ark Noah built was 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, 30 cubits high, made out of gopher wood, pitched within him and without the pitch. had rooms in it, said make rooms in it. Put a window in the top, finish it to keep it. That ark is 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet high. He told Noah how long to build the ark, how wide, how high, told him what size to finish the window in the top, but he didn't tell him what size to make the door, and there's only one door. And Jesus said, I'm the door. And the elephant had to go in the same door that the squirrel went in at. And the giraffe had to go in the same door that the cat went in at. And the bear had to go in the same door that the rabbit went out. Hey, there's only one way, one way. You can be a faithful church member, you can tithe and give offerings, be faithful to church, down to hell if you've never been born again. The work of the Spirit. The work of the Spirit. The sweet Holy Ghost. Hey. And you, happy quick, who were dead in trespasses and sin. You know what happened to me when I got saved? I didn't know this all happened to me. It's a good thing I did. I was excited anyway. I don't believe I can stand it. When I got saved, I got indwelt in the Spirit. What know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? I'm crucified in Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In me. I got indwelt. And then I got sealed. I didn't know that. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're saved. You're sealed. I'm here knelt this evening, two-thirds saved. My soul's saved, my spirit's saved, my body's not saved. But oh, when I got saved, the Bible said in Romans 8:15, for you've not received the spirit of bondage again fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption. It's not been completed yet, but it will be. That predestination went to work when I got saved. And that predestination is going to see to it that that adoption's complete. And when that adoption's complete, I'll be someplace. And behold, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we're the sons of God. It will not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Oh, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. I'm two-thirds saved. My soul's saved. I'm a spirit saved. But my body's not saved. Amen. But I've already received the spirit of the box.
Amen.
Oh, indwelt, saved. Baptized in the body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For the one spirit, we're all baptized in one body. Whether it be Jew or Gentile, whether it be bond or free, have all been made to drink unto the one spirit. Ephesians 4:5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Somebody said, if you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, sure have.
Amen.
I don't know nothing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking tongues, and the Bible don't know nothing about that. That doctor me. Time can never change the work of the Spirit. I tell you what I got when I got saved. I got indwelt.
Amen.
I got sealed.
Amen.
I got baptized into the body.
Amen.
I received the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
I received the earnest of the Spirit. I got all of that when I got saved.
Amen.
When I was born into the natural family, October 4th, 1937. My right leg didn't come one day, and my left leg the next day. My right arm didn't come the next day, and the left arm the next day. And my head got there the next day, and the body came rolling in the next day. Yeah, when I got born in the natural family, I got born all at the same time.
Glory!
That's what happened to you when I got born into God's family.
Yeah.
I didn't get it on scissor roll up plans from Montgomery Ward Stevens.
Glory.
Time can never change the wages of sin. For the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
Well, that's not all that verse.
Amen.
But the gift of God.
Amen.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift. Boy, I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
For the wages of sin. In John 1:29, John said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Then listen, time can never change the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the strategy of the devil. Full of wisdom and beauty. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. The reason why the flesh is ruling and reigning in many lives, you're feeding it. Romans 13:14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I don't care if it's on the west side of your house, east side of your house, north side of your house, south side of your house. It's got a 14-foot fence around it, and there's not one crack. You can't go mix swimming. Not feed the flesh. God had never been in mixed women. Teenage girls, teenage boys, men, ladies, one mixed faith in together. Men looking on your wife's beautiful body, your daughter's beautiful body. Something wrong with you, friend. Hey, something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong. You're making provisions for the flesh, friend. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh. Dr. Crompton, from about 10 to 35, you better watch that lust of the flesh. From about 36, I'm 48 now, from about 36 to 55, you better watch the lust of the eyes. And then from about 56 on, I'll tell you what'll get you. It'll be the old pride of life. Pride of life. Hey, pride of life.
Amen.
Time can never change our wonderful Lord. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not concerned. For I am the Lord. I change not. There's been a lot of changes made. He hasn't changed. No, he hasn't changed. From the Lord. Must be born again as much. He said, because you must be born again. Amen.